this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Tuesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... Yeah, I know. It's painful.
And then I literally like to have a voice. I don't know what's going on. Oh, dear.
You know, we just asked everyone last week to send you good vibes. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Just get better.
Like,
what are you doing?
Straight. It's really bad, actually.
Somebody get this girl some honey. Are you gargling with salt water?
No.
Okay.
I fear I'm not.
Yes, well.
It's not,
sometimes,
not something I'm well adverse to.
Sometimes when you feel like you're swallowing glass, it is helpful.
Yeah. I've been taking a lot of medicine, so let's just... I'm like, can you OD on NyQuil? Seriously.
That's a, I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't asking you. I know you don't really know the answer, but I have been taking it a lot and it seems to not be helping. So, but that's okay. You're just going to have to bear with my voice. There's really
You're
nothing
just gonna
we
have
can
to,
do about it.
Moose and Brian in the morning.
Yeah, it's Moose and Bruce. this person says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm getting an award at my job today.
Hey-o.
Love you both.
Congratulations. What's the award for?
Amazing.
We love that for you.
We do.
That's one reason for the vibes to be through the roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who was that?
Didn't tag their name.
Oh, okay.
Didn't say. But I'm happy for you. You deserve it.
Well, we
I'm proud
both are.
Of you. And absolutely get after
You're
it.
You're a vessel of white light.
Mm-hmm. Where's Nico and Steve? Haven't heard from them in 15 years.
Probably
so.
Too busy spending their cash.
Yeah, they're just wiping their tears with $100 bills. Heather's here. She says, good morning.
What's up, Heather?
Taking my kids back to school shopping today, so I'm not in my good vibes. Pray for me.
Oh, man, that's brave for you to do it the day before school starts. I hope there's some clothes left.
It's a full week. And I don't know if she meant back to school shopping for clothes or back to school shopping for supplies. Both are a nightmare, but...
Yeah. You know, it's one thing I used to
buy
get...
seven boxes of Kleenex.
Yeah, no, you. I mean, you got a little time, but that's one thing I used to get really excited for was the back to school shopping.
Mm-hmm.
For not so much, you know, rulers and notebooks and stuff, but clothes and sneakers. Everything had to be fresh. Everything had to be pressed.
Sure. Yeah. Lori is the one that texted in, and she said she's getting an award because of the excellent job that she is doing. Humble brag.
Keep it up, Lori.
Pop off, Lore. I'm in my good vibes because I feel as if, although I sound like absolute trash.
No, it's not. You can't notice it anymore. We got used to it.
I feel like there has been a lot of really great documentaries that have been released recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching every single one of them. And I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I don't think I finished it, but I was rounding out the Trophy Wife Murder on Safari last night. Ugh. This guy murdered his wife and lived life for 5 to 6 years after. And then the FBI was like, yeah, I think you're going to prison for the rest of your life.
They just didn't know it was
really
him?
He really think he got... No, it happened in Africa, so it was out of their...
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Jurisdiction. And then they reopened the case and actually took a deeper look. He had seven life insurance policies out on her, so...
Is this the woman that supposedly accidentally shot herself?
With a rifle.
Right.
She's like, it's actually physically not possible.
So they had 12 people do the same exact exercise in putting this rifle back into a case, and none of them did it exactly the way he said that his wife did it.
It wasn't physically possible for their little arms to pull the trigger, but...
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a great Dateline episode.
It was crazy. So, Watched that one. And, you know, they were showing a lot of images of all these animals of African, you know.
Well, they're on a, when you go hunting on a safari like that.
And then it just made me think, whatever happened to that mountain lion? We just, like, stopped talking about it? I feel like Rochester is known for blowing up the news, and then it just, like, we never hear about it again with zero conclusion. It's like every bad documentary I've ever watched. So,
well, they leave it up to interpretation.
Right.
What do you think happened?
When our safety's on the line of a mountain lion just roaming around, it's like, maybe that's not the best.
It went from the city streets and ended up in Ogden. I was like, oh, God, it's quite the hike. Well, all right. I had a bottle of wine last night and watched The Hangover. Such a classic.
A full bottle? Do we have to call someone?
No, I mean, it's amateur night. just enjoying my time alone, that's all. I hope you guys are doing good, though. Thank you so much for checking in with The Vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Family Service of Rochester, a nonprofit organization, abruptly closed four senior apartment homes, which left 100 seniors searching for new housing. We touched on this in the last couple of months, but among those affected was this poor little 82-year-old grandma, and I'll tell you what the home thought was a great idea and how to dispose of this poor woman, and now her grandson wants their heads. I'll tell you the full story coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
We love a good espresso martini, do we not, Breezy?
Me too. I could go for one right now, actually.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Family Service of Rochester. This makes me sick. A nonprofit organization abruptly closed four senior apartment homes, and we touched on this months back. About 100 seniors are searching for new housing because they're told, you got to go. We're shutting it down. Find a new place to live. And among those affected was 82-year-old Jesse Neifert, who struggled to find a new home after being given a 30-day notice to vacate. And she's not the only one. 30 days is not a lot of time to pack up all your stuff and find a new place to live, especially when you're in your 80s and 90s.
Yeah, definitely not.
And don't have a lot of family. This woman's grandson, Michael, said she was left at a microtel in Macedon, dropped off. Ugh. And Michael, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, drove more than 1,200 miles to reach his grandmother after receiving a frantic phone call from her. And he said, just hearing her voice alone gave me the motivation in that 18-hour drive to get to her as quickly as possible.
He goes, I'm coming from Wichita, Grandma. Hang tight.
And the Department of Health had previously stated that Family Service of Rochester must remain open until the last resident is safely discharged. However, Michael claims that his grandmother's situation, that was not a safe discharge. She needs assisted living. She needs help using the bathroom, and then putting her in a place like that in this microtel is putting her in direct danger for her life. He's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Michael said the Northfield employee who took his grandmother to the microtel prepaid for 3 days. But Jesse, his grandmother, has no money because the nonprofit required residents to sign over all of their Social Security benefits, and the nonprofit is continuing to receive her monthly checks.
What?
So now Michael has found an assisted living facility in Kansas for his grandmother. However, he needs those benefits to help pay for it, which he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Here's what a spokesperson from the Department of Health had to say in a statement. The department is aware of concerns raised in connection with this matter. This is the subject of an open investigation, and therefore, the department cannot comment at this time. We understand your frustration. We do. And there's nothing we can do about it. That's right. Isn't that how it always goes?
Oh, my gosh.
It's disgusting. I'm just thinking, like, if my grandmother were still alive and she was put in this position, I would be so pissed.
Also, like, the microtel, like, who knows if she was on the first floor or the second floor? Like, nightmare. Night. Also, who wants to stay in a microtel?
It's not exactly a 5-star hotel, if you will.
Right.
No
shade to them, of course.
No, respectfully.
They're just catching strays right now. They're like, what do we do? At least we housed her.
You're not wrong. It's just an odd situation. It's a bizarre situation. So we're pulling for Michael's grandmother.
I hope she grabs her money sooner rather than later. Speaking of money, I have really lost a lot of respect for artists that toy with people's emotions, toy with people's wallets, and really take full advantage, if I'm being honest. And as much as I love my girl Taylor Swift, I feel as if she's been doing this for quite some time now. And I think I'm going to call it out on the carpet.
Wow, you're about to throw some shade at your girl Taylor?
It's not that I dislike Taylor. I just, some of the things she does, it's like, how much money does one person need? Well, we'll ask that question and I'll tell you what's going on coming up next.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 70 for the high today. So Breezy is about to throw shade on someone I never thought she would throw shade on.
I feel like you say that every time I throw shade on this person, but like...
But it's that I'm so used to just watching you over the last couple of years just praise this woman. You love Taylor Swift.
It's not that I don't love Taylor Swift. Two things can be true. I do like her. I like her music. Am I as big of a fan as I once was? No, I think that the fandom of the Swifties as a whole have kind of driven me away from the wonder and the lust of it all. Like, it's just...
Because of the God complex that everyone gives her.
Correct. We already talked about that a couple weeks ago. But she's coming out with her new album. I talked about that last week, 2 weeks ago. She announced it on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast. It was a whole thing. I watched the whole thing. It was like 2 hours long. And it was great. I went on and I said, you know, the podcast and seeing her in that setting really normalized her and humanized her for me and for a lot of people, just to see her, you know, kicking back.
She was one of the guys.
Going.
Yeah, she was hanging. She was hanging. She can hang.
And it was really cool to see. She announced her new album, like I said, and the fans obviously went nuts. They went nuts for the fact that she was on the pod, and then she announced the album, so it was the perfect storm. Ever since announcing that album, though, it has just been chaos. So it seems like every other day, Taylor Swift is putting a countdown on her website. So like at 12 o'clock, she'll put something on her website and it will then bleed over to her socials, right? And it'll be like 2 o'clock countdown, like 2 hours until the big announcement. And she's been doing this she's done this three times in a week. And everyone's like, what is it going to be? Like, what is this big announcement? Like, oh my God, is she releasing a song? Is she releasing a documentary? What's going on? And it's just another photo, another version of the album that she hasn't even released yet.
A photo.
It's like a different vinyl or a different type of, I can't even sit here and describe it to you because I don't really even know. Like, it's just her album, but like a different version with a different photo and a different album cover. And like,
right. It's like when she released the same album twice.
We haven't even gotten the first one yet. Like, and people are like, well, I have to buy all three. I have to buy all three albums. It's like, no.
Listen, I think Taylor Swift is an incredible businesswoman. She's an even more incredible talent. But I never will understand people who feel like every single thing she's ever had to release, from her clothing, right? She's released clothing, hasn't she?
I have no idea.
She must.
I mean, merch, obviously.
I mean, yeah sure, there's merch, but people who buy every single thing, and then when they buy that, the next week she'll come out and be like, oh, this is good, but I upgraded it, and then they buy that too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I refuse to let capitalism win in this sense. I will let capitalism win in a ton of different other scenarios, but for this specific one, absolutely not. Taylor Swift, you haven't even released your album yet, and there are so many people that have already pre-ordered your album and bought it, and they're ready, and they're locked in, and then you go, wait, I also have this one, and then this one too. And I think the thing that pisses me off the most is, like, it's not a different product. It just looks different. And people are so materialistic and tangible, right? So they need, like, oh, well, I have all four albums or volumes of Life of a Showgirl, and I have all of this. And there was one album that she made that you had to buy all four albums, even though they were the same album, because the back of the four made a clock.
Right, but come on.
It's like, I just...
Is it Taylor Swift or is it Republic Records? I mean, you can't tell me it's not...
Taylor, I mean, she's not... She owns everything now. So she is on her own. This is... her thing. It's always been her thing. And she is the most calculated, intricate woman, which no fault of her own. I think that's great. But this is Taylor Swift to a T. She even went on the pod and was like, I'm an Easter egg girl. Like, that's what I do. Like, but so
she's that's what makes her a good businesswoman is how calculated she is.
I guess. But I just think it's preying on fans, and it's funny. I went on TikTok.
People
the other
with
day.
No money.
That's what I'm saying. They like spend their last living dollar to like buy Taylor Swift's seventh album of the same album, right? Like seventh version. And people are like, Taylor Swift loves her consumers. I mean, fans. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm not here for it. But I'm also extremely cheap, right? So, like, somebody who wants to splurge on this and buy the same album three different ways, you do you. I refuse to fall victim to it. I'm not doing it. So, thank you, though.
Listen, I can relate, you know? Michael Jackson, God, I don't know how many times I bought that Thriller jacket and the albums, one after the other.
You bought the same jacket?
Oh, yeah, but it, you know, one was red, the other one had more sequins, the other one after that was a Halloween costume, I just kept buying it. The other one I used to perform at 2009 Summer Jam.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot to unpack there.
There is. Yeah, we don't have to get into it right now. But we all have our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Mine, I'm still trying to find mine. Some things I will spend money on, some things I absolutely will not, and I won't give a dime to.
She will not. Even her closest friends, who might be starving, and will ask Breezy for a buck, and she'll be like, no, I don't loan money. I'm so sorry.
I don't.
Good luck.
It's a hard and fast stop for me. Thank you.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? I recently said no to attending a funeral, and I was made to feel so guilty for doing so. But I stood my ground because, first of all, attending this funeral, it wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense, if you will. And I'm just curious if any of you guys have ever been in a weird situation like the one I found myself in, because I don't think I was in the wrong here. First off, it would have cost me quite a pretty penny because it's not local. I would have had to fly out to LA by yesterday to make it to the service this afternoon. And I was like, no. And I get a phone call from my old manager that this older gentleman I used to work very closely with passed away. He was 88.
Okay.
Now, the only reason he was still working was because he refused to leave. So it was more of like a charity case situation.
Sure.
But great guy. He had a beautiful heart. His name was Lucky.
Oh, Lucky.
God rest his soul. We were all working for this skincare company. He used to help out around the office and all that stuff. But the guy was there for decades and he passed away last week. My boss calls me and says, Moose, I just wanted to share the news with you first before I put it on social media that Lucky passed away. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. I give my condolences. And she says, you have to make it to the funeral. You can't just not attend. I said, yes, I can. So she pulls this guilt trip on me and says, look it, you can stay with me if it's a money thing. I can help you cut the costs. I said, it's not about the money.
Like, I'm going to Italy in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's the fact that I can't book a last-minute trip to L.A. before I leave for Italy in a week. Plus, I have a show to do. She says, yeah, but you knew Lucky such a long time, and he would appreciate you being there. I said, Paula, Lucky's dead.
Is there a way for me to zoom in? Like,
I said, he's unfortunately no longer with us. And she goes, don't say that. Well, so
Paula, sweetie.
Right before she hangs up the phone, she says, all right. I am very disappointed, but I understand. And I feel like people who pull this guilt trip on you will always say they understand, but they never truly understand.
No, they don't understand.
Answer me this morning. What's the weirdest guilt trip you've gotten for saying no? 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. Because after getting off the call with Paula, I'm sitting there and was actually a little blown away that she would try and guilt trip me to take a last minute flight from New York to LA to go to this funeral. I was like, you must be joking.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Like, also, any person with a brain knows that that's not feasible.
Right. So. That's why it blew me away, because I didn't think she was that type of individual. Like, she's pretty down to earth. She's a pretty sensible person. Also, not to mention, I put in dates of how much this flight would cost if I were to go, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Cheapest one I can find was close to $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Round trip.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm so good. Okay, but,
I think I'm all set.
Rest in peace, Lucky. You were loved. Great guy.
Oh, Lucky. Sorry, Do you think he's pissed at you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. He wasn't that type of person.
You're like, Lucky isn't going to hold it against me.
He's not.
Not to, you know, invalidate anything here, but like, was it the last job that you had before you came back here, or was it a job that you like got when you first moved to LA?
No, I was with that company from 2014 until 2021, 2022, something like that. So it was kind of right before I left to come back here. But I was very close to everyone there, especially Lucky, because he was one of those guys that was such a pain in the ass. But he was older, and you can take him in small doses, you know what I mean? But he was kind of always breathing down your neck, but he meant well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was a horrible hoarder. So we would have to, you know, we'd help out on the weekend and go to his place and help him clean it up. And
plot twist, she didn't actually need you for the funeral. She just needed more hands on deck to get his house all sorted away.
It was bad between his car and his apartment. We would help him the best we can. And then he had a storage facility filled with stuff. And she wanted me to take a Saturday to go clean that out. I go, guys, I'm not on the clock.
That's when you know it's bad. And we talked about that yesterday for There I Said It. Someone said, if you have a storage unit, you simply have too much stuff and you need help. There I Said It.
Yeah, he was a single individual, a single guy, too. But not to crap on my boy Lucky.
God rest his soul. Rest in power.
Yeah, it's just it was one of these situations where I was like, I can't be made to feel bad to head to this funeral. Let me go to Kaylee really quick, texting in. I got guilted into helping a friend move across town on a Saturday when I had zero energy, and I said no, and she acted like I ruined her life. People really don't understand priorities. If you knew you were moving, you should probably ask people if they are free to help a week in advance, not the morning of.
I also think there are certain things and times and places, like, I never really condone lying, right? Like, that's not my MO, and I hate a liar. But there are certain situations where it's just easier to lie than it is to get guilted into it. Because, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, of course. Obviously, you're not going to just, like, sit there and lie through your teeth. But you also shouldn't be sat there and berated by whoever it is to be like,
yeah, I know.
You have to be here. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm actually leaving for Italy the next day.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I would have lied.
A part of me does feel guilty, but on the other hand, I'm like a realist, too. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to put myself in a situation like that. Hey guys, Moose, I get it. My cousin tried to guilt me into flying across the country for a wedding last minute. Barely knew the couple getting married. And I said no. And my sister stopped speaking to me for almost a month.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Tom says, call or send a card. Let them know you care without making yourself fly across the country last minute. That's still a respectful thing to do. I know so many of you guys have friends who love pulling guilt trips and make every outing with them a project. And because of that, it's why so many of us have become so good with the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, try leaving a party.
No choice.
Right. Try leaving a party or a night out with these people.
That's what I'm saying about the lying. It's like, you've left me no choice but to lie and be deceitful and disappear.
They will make it impossible for you to leave. No, just one more drink. Come on, one more. This is why you have to sneak out without saying goodbye to anyone. And I get it. Nobody does it better than Breezy.
No,
nobody.
You need to learn a thing or two? Shadow me for the night. So we'll get you out of there unscathed. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tom's advice, though. I'll send a card. And maybe they'll do something through Zoom. I don't know that I can be a part of. But I'm not flying across the country. I can't.
There's yeah, no absolutely. I don't think you should feel bad for that whatsoever. Also, think about the show. We need to do this. Think about us. it always somehow comes back to me.
Yeah, it's always going to circle back to you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys. If there's one thing we've learned today, sometimes pulling the Irish goodbye is the best
and
thing.
And lying through your teeth, baby.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Now, weed has been legal here in New York for over 5 years, okay? But it's been such a slow and intricate process of how weed and marijuana products has been sold throughout not only this county, but surrounding counties and as well. And we've talked about all the different rules and regulations that go in place when it comes to opening a dispensary or wanting to open a dispensary. And it all needs to be approved by the town, the village, the city. There's a lot of flaming hoops you need to jump through.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now in Geneseo. They're at the center of a heated debate over the fact that they don't know if they want to permit retail cannabis dispensaries within their general area. Now, they are obviously in Livingston County, and they only have one other legal dispensary that is located in Dansville. And their thought process is like, well, there's not a ton of competition. This is actually the perfect place.
It's a perfect place.
The Village Board of Trustees hosted a public hearing last night on Wednesday to gauge the community's interest in allowing recreational cannabis sales within the Geneseo area. And it was a good turnout of people that had healthy conversations of community members. And they said that they're raising concern was the potential traffic increase, not even so much about, you know, people being stoned on the streets. It's like, are they going to be clogging up the roadways type of situation? But when you have a dispensary,
it's like when Willy Wonka's factory comes to town.
Right. One of the people said, when you open a dispensary, you're not having millions of people come to your dispensary a day. It's busy on opening day. And then everything's business as normal.
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Yeah, there was a huge line for the first day, and then it calms down.
Yeah. Someone said, one of the residents, was skeptical about the financial benefits, noting that they would only receive about 4% of the retail cannabis tax sales. So it's not like a huge dent that's going to be put into their tax breaks. So the conversations will continue. It's crazy because like down in Livingston County and these smaller counties or counties that are more far out, I should say, they don't have as much dispensary and an option as Monroe County. There's a dispensary, it seems, in every corner. They're getting shut down left and right or opening up left and right.
You just got to keep up with the times. You know what I mean? We saw what happened to Kodak when they refused to go digital.
I met a woman over the weekend who manages a cannabis shop, and she was like, we sell everything. And they're not allowed to call it weed. They have to call it flower.
That's what it is.
I'm like, welcome to the Flower City.
And you know what they say, Breezy?
Smoke it if you got it. Yeah. It's 420 somewhere, baby. Soup Doggy Dog.
This girl has smoked once in her entire life.
I hate smoking. Feel like I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, am I having a heart attack? They're like, nope, that's just the flower. That's the good stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Coming up on the show, I think everyone is going to have an opinion on this one today. Is it ever okay to give a knockoff designer gift and not tell your friend it's fake?
That's tough.
Our listener, Jenny, is asking that exact question. And wants to know if she should feel guilty about it. Is it tacky or thoughtful? We'll get Jenny on the phone with us to hear her story coming up next.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So Jenny hit us up, who's waiting on hold with a question. And I promise you're going to have an opinion on this.
Okay.
Her best friend is obsessed with Louis. Vuitton, and Jenny's thinking about giving her a fake Louis for her birthday, and she also doesn't plan on telling her that it's not real.
That's insane.
And I'm like, wow, this is very interesting. How many people have done this? How many guilty are
guilty of doing
this? Yeah, this is one of those situations where I feel like it's deceiving. 585-252-9800. Let me get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Did I get all of that? Go ahead and tell us the story, and then we'll let people decide whether or not this is tacky or tasteful.
So I have this friend, and she's obsessed with Louis Vuitton, but, you know, obviously everything is super expensive. The only thing she owns is a wallet.
Yeah.
And so we were out shopping in New York, and she was eyeing this really cute Louis Vuitton card holder. Excuse my baby. He is making a lot of noise.
Oh, that's okay.
Not the baby.
I have a newborn. Anyway, so we were out shopping, and it was $250, and she couldn't justify it. I mean, obviously, neither could I.
Right.
So she passed, and I was in New York again for work, and I found these knockoff card holders. They look exactly the same.
Okay.
And I just grabbed one, $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're an expert, you would never know.
And she's definitely not.
No.
She's not an expert.
Especially if you don't own that many pieces. You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, her birthday's coming up. And so I'm going to give it to her.
Okay.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to tell her it's fake because I don't think that should matter. Like, it's about the gesture, right? Like, the fact that I got her something thoughtful. I know she'll like it.
Jenny, she's your friend. If she were to find out, would she be upset if she found out it was fake? You know her better than we do.
Yeah.
Probably.
She would, wouldn't she? I feel like
also,
most women...
Also, it's kind of taking credit for a bigger gift than you actually are buying.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, like, you're I'm bawling out. It's like, it was $50, but okay.
She's gonna...
My mom told me I was trash if I give it to her.
Hilarious.
I love that came from your mom. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Breezy's got a point. Now she's going to try to one-up you on your birthday and do even...
It's deceitful.
That's very deceitful, Jenny.
Does she normally get you something?
Yeah. Yeah. We normally exchange gifts, and normally the gifts are in the 25 to 35 range, and then we go out to lunch or something. And so this was in that range. It was 25, you know?
What is it? It's like a money clip?
It's a card holder.
Okay, so if it was a real Louis, that thing would be close to $300 probably. And you spent $25 on it.
Well, you know, when she was looking at one, it was $250.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a thought that counts. And I feel like I'm going to be making her happy by giving it to her. And that's what matters. That's the important part.
I guess, but then she's going to be absolutely devastated when she finds out the whole gift was a complete lie. I mean, it's very dramatic to say that because it is cute, but it's also I know this is an extreme level, but it's like getting someone a fake engagement ring. It's like
people do that though too.
Moissanite.
And Jenny, you better hope that she doesn't try to sell this because then what? Did you think about that?
Oh my gosh, that would be so. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. You clearly have not thought this through.
There is no shame in carrying a fake purse. Like, obviously. People do it all the time. I have a couple. It's fine.
Yeah, but you bought it for yourself. You knew what you were getting. Are you buying this for somebody else and pretending it's real? That's very deceitful.
But also, it's hilarious because it just goes to show how... I don't know. I think, honestly, not to be this girl, but I think we could turn it into a social experiment. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so cute. I wear it every day. I find out it's fake. It's absolute trash. I never want to wear it again. Like, come on.
All right. 585-252-9800. Guys, the phone lines are open. You can send us a text. Is this tacky or tasteful? Should Jenny tell her that it's a fake Louis? Do you need to think about this? Do you know what you're going to do? It sounds like you're going to give it to her.
I'm going to give it to her. I just have to decide what to say. So that's what I need help with.
Here's what we do.
All right.
Just leave it on our doorstep. You don't have to say anything. I dropped off your gift. I had to run. My baby's screaming. Sorry, I love you. And then she'll probably call you and be like, is this real? And then you'll just be like, line was disconnected. I have it all planned out.
You're one deceitful individual talking to another deceitful individual. All right, Jenny, we're going to let you go. We're going to get to some text coming in right now, okay? But let us know what happens, will you?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thanks for calling up, being a part of the show.
What's
your baby's name?
His name is Brad.
Brad. Brad?
Does Brad have a trust fund?
Brad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Have the best day and congrats on your new baby.
Thank you.
All right, Jenny. Bye. Let's go over to Jeff. If you can't afford it, then you can't afford it.
And that's on period.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys think this is tacky or tasteful, because I know a majority of people have an opinion on this. Megan is weighing in and says, in all caps, absolutely not. You're better off spending $25 on something unique she'll love and clearly not a fake. The moment she finds out, she will feel deceived. And even if she's not materialistic, she's probably going to get upset.
This person says she'll find out and be totally embarrassed when she claims it's real to someone. So don't do it.
Oh.
Also, Louis items come specially wrapped and it won't be. We know this. This person says, no offense to you, ma'am, but she'll know it's fake. She's got to know you're not going to be spending $250 on your friend's birthday. This person said, give it to her and I would do the same thing. You absolutely rock. And then this person says, just give it to her and tell her that you got a deal. And if she finds out, play it off like you didn't know either.
Right. What kind of a deal? Oh, they gave me like $250 off.
So you got it for free? Yeah, essentially.
M says, I've done this before with a friend. I gave a fake designer scarf. Didn't say a word. She loved it. Totally depends on your friend.
Loved it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Jenny.
98 PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now. Doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
They're literally shaking pests.
What are they not? 585-252-9800. You can send us your unpopular opinions or hot takes this morning, you guys. So if you need to clear the air,
we're here for you.
We welcome it. Let's go over to Molly.
We're so here for you.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm convinced that married people aren't better at relationships. I think they just settled faster than most people there. I said it. I don't know about that. I mean, the divorce rate is pretty high right now, Molly. Look at this. Look at this text. You want to read it? Let me get to it. If my boyfriend ever made less money than me, I'd low-key lose respect for him. I know that's toxic. I just really don't care. There, I said it. Yikers. No wonder they didn't leave a name.
She's like, didn't we just talk about this? We just talked about this. Well, we didn't talk about that specifically, but learning what your significant other makes in a newer relationship last week.
Like, how soon should you ask them in the relationship? What do they make financially?
And it's people like that, you know, is the reason people wait so long. Because they're like, I don't want this relationship to end. But again, if that's the deal breaker, it wasn't the right relationship for you in the beginning. So from the jump.
Preach.
Period. And that's on period. It's a lot, you guys. But you're going to get through it. I believe in you. This person says, women are the worst drivers out there. There I said it.
Damn.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Was that coming in from one of our female listeners?
Shots being fired. I would assume not. This person says, when people say that young people are doomed, it's not true. They just don't know. These baby boomers just don't know what it's like to live in this generation. There, I said it. Back in my day, I was...
I was working down at the local market.
I was at Kodak.
And I was making 90 cents an hour, and my mortgage was $3.
It was different times.
And it was tight. Okay, thank you so much.
I was a little triggered when someone who was definitely older than me had asked me why I didn't have a home yet. I was like, you know, it's just, it's not in the cards yet. You know, I haven't put all my effort these last couple of years into finding one. He's like, when I was your age, I was like, I don't want to hear about that right now. Let's go over to Jackie. Look at Jackie's text. My friend's business is trash, but I keep hyping her up because I don't want to hurt her feelings and I truly want her to succeed, but it's such a bad concept. I think sometimes we need to lie to people who are closest to us to protect them. There, I said it. Well, I disagree, but what's the business? Text us back. We want to hear what the concept is, Jackie.
Yeah.
Come through. Josh says, hey, what's up, guys? I'd rather have a hot body than a stable relationship. Abs all day, baby. Okay.
Well, with that mindset, you never will have a healthy relationship. So thank you so much for the self-awareness this morning. This person says, loneliness isn't talked about authentically enough. And there's a lot of people that are silently facing this problem and nobody knows it. Yeah. Loneliness is an epidemic.
Let me tell you guys something. Loneliness is a small price to pay for a lifetime of independence and freedom. And it happens to the best of us, but that's okay. You just have to come to the realization that even people who are in marriages, in relationships, have friends, all the friends in the world, even they're lonely. We all go through it.
Yeah.
But
I think there's different spectrums for sure. Like, there's people who, like, just don't have any friends.
When was the last time you felt super lonely? Right now.
Not, yeah. I'm on an island right now. I'm the only one in this room with a raspy voice.
Eric says, Moose and Breezy, it's Eric. Mine is that I judge people who work in retail in their 30s. And I know it's wrong, but I can't help myself there. I said it. Well, at least you're honest about it, buddy. Thanks for sharing. Beth says, anyone know when the McRib is coming back to McDonald's? Best sandwich ever. There I said it. Yes, best sandwich ever. Love corn syrup.
Mine for today is this, and I really shouldn't be saying it given what we do, but I just don't think they make songs like they used to. There I said it. The songs that were Y2K, early Y2K, just absolutely popping off, like those songs are the songs of our generation. And I just feel like nothing these days compares to the bops that were playing back then.
Oh, here she goes. She's getting up. Oh, she's going to twerk. Hey! Cyclone! She's got it. Oh, the pants are coming down. Keep your pants on. There's no undies on. Keep your pants on.
Oh, they just don't make it like they used to. They really don't.
I don't know what it is.
Baby Bash, never to be heard from again. But that bop.
B.O.B.?
Slays.
What happened to B.O.B.? You know what I'm saying?
Airplanes is the best song of our generation. Truly. You can fight me on that if you want, but.
What was.
Sounds.
You got it, Breeze.
Gifted, higher than the ceiling. Am I in the recording studio right now?
I've come to the realization that I have a problem and I don't know how to fix it. It's not even an unpopular opinion as much as it is a cry for help. Last night, I spent an hour color coordinating my closet from light color clothing to darks, and I'm not even really sure where to go from here.
Like I said, guys, loneliness is an epidemic. It really is. It truly is.
Oh, Jackie's back. Let's get over to our friend Jackie. Hi. So my friend's business is she sells scented rocks for men. They're kind of like bath bombs, but for guys.
Right.
Except no one wants to buy rocks that smell like leather and barbecue. Oh, that's it. That's incredible. I love it, Jackie. I do love a good bath bomb. Do me a favor. Get a hold of your friend and ask her if she has any that smells like the McRib.
You don't even own a tub.
A stand-up shower.
You putting a bath bomb in your shower is crazy.
Oh, my God. I have eucalyptus leaves hanging from the shower head. It's like, how am I single? You know what I mean?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Family Service of Rochester, who's a nonprofit organization, they abruptly closed 4 senior apartment homes, which left about 100 seniors searching for new housing. And among those affected was this poor 82-year-old woman, Jessie Neifert, who struggled to find a new home after being given a 30-day notice to vacate. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she's not the only one. When you give someone in their 80s and 90s 30 days to pack up their stuff and go somewhere, typically they don't have a lot of options,
right?
Especially if they don't have family. And this woman's grandson, Michael, said she was left at a microtel in Macedon.
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
Michael, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, drove more than 1,200 miles to reach his grandma after receiving a frantic call from her. And he said hearing her voice gave him motivation for that 18-hour drive, or during that 18-hour drive, to get there as soon as possible. And the Department of Health had previously stated that Family Service of Rochester must remain open until the last resident is safely discharged. And however, Michael claims that his grandmother's situation is not a safe discharge. She needs assisted living, like a lot of these people. She needs help using the bathroom. And then putting her in a place like that in the microtel is basically putting her in direct danger for her life.
Yeah.
So Michael said the Northfield employee who took his grandmother to the microtel prepaid for 3 days, but his grandma has no money because the nonprofit requires residents to sign over their social security benefits. And the nonprofit is continuing to receive her monthly checks. So Michael had found an assisted living facility in Kansas for his grandma, but he needs her benefits to help pay for it.
Right.
It's a messed up situation.
They're like, actually, Sally, we're just going to keep the benefits. She's like, what?
Here's what a spokesperson from the Department of Health had to say in a statement. The department is aware of concerns raised in connection with this matter. This is the subject of an open investigation, and therefore the department cannot comment at this time. We understand, we hear you, and there's nothing we can do. Yeah. How frustrating for the families and the people that are going through it, like this poor woman, Jessie, with nowhere to go.
Very, very frustrating.
What do we do with these people?
It's like low-key elder abuse. And also, like,
Drop them off at the Red Roof Inn.
Right, what? And it's also like, oh, well, she paid for the 3 days up front. Yeah, she used her money. You know what I mean? Like, she used her money that she's now withholding, which is insane.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I hope they're able to figure it out, because right now, Family Service of Rochester is taking a lot of heat, as they should. Coming up on the show, parents, what would you do when your kids are constantly competing with each other? Michelle wrote in about her 14 and 16-year-old boys who literally turned brushing their teeth into a contest. Any of this sound familiar? How do you keep the peace at home? We'll get to your advice and read Michelle's message coming up right after the break.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing. And yes, you, the listener, could weigh in with any advice. Parents, what do you do when your kids are constantly competing? Because Michelle says her 2 teenage sons cannot stop trying to outdo each other. And she's really trying to keep the peace, but it's not working. 585-252-9800. If you would like to text or call in this morning, here's the message from Michelle. She says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you for reading this on the show. My boys are 14 and 16, and they cannot stop competing with each other. I mean, everything turns into a huge fight. Grades, sports, video games, who gets the front seat, who finishes dinner first. Their turn brushing their teeth even turns into a competition. They're 16 years old. The 16-year-old is going to start varsity soccer. The 14-year-old is going to start JV. And instead of supporting each other, it's this constant one-upping. I'll hear things like, at least I made varsity. And then the younger one snaps back, yeah, well, the coach only picked you because you're older. And it's exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week,
the
fight was over who did more push-ups during practice or who got more likes on Instagram. And they'll literally storm out of the room over stupid stuff like this. And I'm the one who's stuck playing referee every single night. I grew up with siblings. I know some of this is normal, but this feels next level. I don't want either of them to start resenting each other long term. Has any parents figured out how to deal with super competitive siblings without turning it into a household war zone? Any advice would be so appreciated. I love that she signed off with tired mom of two.
Yeah. She's like, I'm literally exhausted. I don't blame you at all, my queen.
Who's got kids at home that cannot stop trying to outdo each other? How do you keep the peace?
How do you keep the peace? What do you even do in that situation?
The sibling rivalry was big with me and my older brother, not my younger one. But
it was also awkward because you ended up in the same grade.
I don't know why you got to constantly throw shade at him for that.
No, I mean, like, he's older than you, but you were in the same grade. So it's like,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, so he had to repeat kindergarten, and then we went all through high school together. But I think the thing that bothered me the most was everybody thought we were twins, even though he was a year older. So when you're growing up and you're at a young age, you're constantly trying to find your own identity.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he could be like, well, I'm older than you. You're like, no, bro. Like, we are in the same playing field right now. Period. Like, you are. You were. I mean, you aren't anymore, but I think that adds another layer.
I feel like it's worse. I don't know. Is it worse for boys?
That's what I was just going to say. Like, I think that this is a gender thing. Like, their masculinity is being tested. They're like, I did this more.
I think girls do it too, 100%.
I think it's like, I think it's less in your face.
Yeah.
And it's more like catty behind your back. I mean, I'm sure mom of two girls is just breaking up fights about who's wearing whose clothes. It's not like, I did more push. Like, I don't know. That's not, it's just different.
No, I would say a lot of the fights between us were who's wearing whose clothes too. Let's go over to Sarah.
And your dad.
I've got two boys, 13 and 15, and everything is a competition. Eating, video games, even who can get in the car first. And honestly, I just let them tire each other out unless it gets really ugly. So sometimes you just got to let it go, yeah? According to Sarah.
I just drowned him out.
Kathy says, I've got three kids, you guys, and the competition is exhausting. My advice is to stop keeping score for them. If you comment on who did better or who was faster, it just feeds the fire. Once I stop pointing it out, they've eventually stopped bringing it up as much. Yeah, so basically encouraging your children and lifting them up is no longer a good idea.
Sherry's here. She says, I have some advice for this mom. Invest in some loop earbuds and call it a day. Not a bad idea. Remove yourself from it completely.
Sweep it under the rug.
Put your earplugs in and let them duke it out. Hey, better you than me, you know?
Yeah, I don't see how that's helpful. Daniel says, I'm one of four kids, and I remember fighting over who could carry the most grocery bags in from the car. Yeah, we did that stuff too.
Also, this mom should fully take this and use it to her full advantage and manipulate the situation of who can do the most yard work. Who can do the most chores?
Who can take out the trash the quickest?
I mean, yeah, that's, use it to your advantage, queen.
Stuff like this never really goes away. Even when you're older, there's still that competition. Yeah. I still have it with my brothers even today, but it's more on stuff like, you know, Madden on Xbox. It's not like who can run to the car.
We've definitely evolved a lot. It's just video games now. I'm like,
but then, yeah, for a lot of guys, that's how it is. It's still friendly competition. You know, the rivalry thing is, it's always going to be there, I feel like. One person said, tell this mom not to panic. Sibling rivalry is normal. What worked for us is reminding them they're on the same team. Because what helps in our house is giving them a shared goal. If they both keep the peace for a week, we'll do like pizza on a movie night. Mm-hmm. And it just teaches them that cooperation gets rewarded more than beating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
collaboration
a good point.
Over competition. I always say it.
You never say it.
I always say
you
it.
You never said it once
I
ever.
Say it all the time.
Thank you guys for the messages on this. We appreciate it. And you know what, Michelle? You got to pick your battles with this one, clearly.
Yeah.
Because they're always going to want to kill each other. That's what brothers do.
That's what they do.
But teaching them to be on the same team, I think that comes with age. This is something that's just, it's a
phase. It's not something that you're going to learn overnight. And they're definitely not going to learn it because you told them to. You know what I mean?
You're right, 100%. Thank you guys so much for weighing in. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. PXY.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. Breezy, you can't possibly tell me that you're scared that you thought you were going to prison yesterday.
I mean, like, I still very well could be, but I have never been in a situation like this. Or maybe I actually have. I just blissfully and ignorantly breeze through life, no pun intended. And I'm like,
ignoring consequences.
Yeah. Well, ignoring the problem, and then there is consequences. I didn't even know that this was a thing. And that might be, like, non-adult of me to say, so I identify that. But I got a call from a debt collector yesterday.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you have one credit card.
Yeah, and I pay it off every month, so...
What was it about?
There's no way. I had a medical bill go to collections.
Oh.
Which I didn't even know was legal.
Oh, yeah. Any unpaid bill can be sent to collections.
But there was a law that was put in place during COVID that I guess has since lapsed.
COVID is done.
No, I know. But, I mean, laws have been made. Like, things have changed. Yeah,
that was temporary.
Oh, it was a temporary law?
Yeah.
We can just put temporary laws in effect?
Yeah.
People That's the dumbest thing I've literally ever heard.
People weren't working during COVID. People couldn't pay rent, their bills, food, what have you. So this, how much was it? Do you mind saying?
$160.
Okay, and how?
They said it was from 2022.
What? 3 years ago.
I guess. And this...
So they've been calling you for a long time.
Has been calling me for a long time, and I've always just assumed that it was a scam. I was like,
because it was an unrecognized number,
obviously a phishing scam. Yeah, it would always say potential scam.
So what'd you do? Block the number?
So I blocked the number like years ago.
And you didn't get any letters in the mail?
I mean, probably, but again, the mail doesn't go to my house. So,
oh my God,
how was I to know? So I answered the phone and. They're somewhere, not in this country, across the world somewhere, because that's how all the telemarketers work, right? And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, you literally owe $150, $160.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I know this isn't a scam? She's like, how are we going to pay that today? And I was like, how do I know this isn't a scam?
Right. She's like, what do you suggest we do?
I'm looking at your medical bills. I'm literally looking at your medical history.
Right.
I was like, okay, HIPAA. Like, I was being kind of facetious with her, and she was in no mood to play.
Right, because guess what?
And I was like, this is, like, really drama.
You're the 100th person that she's just called to get their money, right? Or the company's money, whoever hired them to call.
Yeah.
But... these people, they don't have any personality. This isn't fun for them.
Right.
And so you asking, how do I know this isn't a scam, is a legitimate question.
Yeah, I know. And she was like, well, you can pay online. So then I started taking down all of the information to pay online. And I was like literally in the car wash. So I couldn't hear, water was blasting me. Like I couldn't hear.
Oh, you're driving.
I was fully in the car wash. I was fully in the car wash. I'm like, okay. Like, so I'm trying to write down the site. And I go, you know what? I'm never going to go to this site. So I might as well just pay it on the phone. And I paid it on the phone. All was well. She gave me a confirmation. And now I'm just waiting to see if it was a scam. And I gave my credit card because I thought that that was safer than giving like access to my actual debit card. Because a credit card you could cancel,
sure.
No problem.
Yeah, it's probably the right move on your part.
So I learned that from my credit savvy friend. But I just thought to myself, I was always under the impression, and I'm coming to you guys for help. I was always under the impression that if you have a medical bill, like, they're not allowed to come after you or it's not allowed to affect your credit. Maybe those are two separate things.
I was under the impression, I don't know, 585-252-9800, if you guys want to weigh in on this, if you know the answer to it, but it could still very much affect your credit, can it?
It's not on my credit, and it's been there. It's been actively, they've been actively seeking me out for 3 years. And
so
it
if
never
it's,
once has tarnished my credit. My credit's unbelievable.
Okay, well, it's in the good range. It's not.
No, it's in the very good range, but thank you very much.
I think it's one of those things where, like, I don't know if it's a medical bill, it doesn't, it can't go to, it can't affect your credit. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, this person says it does not affect your credit. This person says the same exact thing happened to me, but I was paying it. It was for my daughter's birth. I would make monthly payments on it, and I could see the payments coming out, and they were confused when I was confused when I was sent to collections. She was paying on it.
Well, hi, Emily. You're live. Go ahead.
This happened to me, too, with a medical bill.
Okay.
I pay down it every single month. It was for my child, my daughter's childbirth in 2020.
Okay.
And I paid down it every single month. I never got a phone call. I was going to collections. I never got anything. And then in the mail, I got a bill from collections saying I owed like $185 left of the $8,000 that I had already paid on it.
Whoa.
Wait, why? Was it set up through the hospital?
The hospital sent it to collections even though I was making monthly payments on it. So I called the collections and I was obviously very confused because right. I haven't booked a payment because it was on auto payment.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, we're not sure on why they sent it to us either, but now you have to pay this $185. I'm like, so out of the already $8,000 that I've already paid, were they just like getting impatient?
I don't know. Sounds like a scam.
But it does not affect your credit.
Okay.
Well, if it doesn't affect your credit, then why pay it back?
That's what I was saying.
Just don't even pay it.
So medical bills don't affect your credit.
Well, then...
Then that's why I went to collections, because it clearly wasn't a concern of mine.
Just don't answer the phone and don't open the mail. You guys are fine.
I never got any, like, hey, heads up, like, it was 4 years and you haven't paid off this bill yet, but obviously you've paid the $8,000 so far, but they were so concerned that I had $185 remaining.
Yeah,
still.
Like, give me a break.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Also, you paying $8,000 to have a child is outrageous.
Yeah, Emily, thank you so much for weighing in this morning. You know what's crazy about this too is, yeah, you cannot pay it back, but you know the other negative too is, God forbid you ever have an emergency, the first thing they're gonna do is look up if you owe them money.
Right, and it's not like they can like refuse you a service or refuse you care, right?
I feel like they can.
No, they can't. Legally, they can't. If I go to the hospital with an arm chopped and severed off my body, they're not gonna be like, actually, we're going to let you bleed out because you owe us money. That's simply not how that one works.
I disagree.
I dated a nurse. I know that for certain.
I'm going back to all the documentaries I've watched of people dying on the hospital doorstep because they didn't have the insurance or what have you. Or fire departments who weren't able to put a fire out in a home because this person didn't pay a sum that they owed.
But that doesn't make any sense. An ambulance doesn't. If you're in an emergency and you call 911, they're not like, hey, can we grab your insurance super quick before we come out? That's not how that works.
No, I understand that. I get that. I'm just saying nothing today would surprise me if that word ever come up.
So I still owe $3,000 in medical bills. So...
Well, at least we know now that you don't have to pay.
I guess, yeah. I'm just going to keep riding this high, baby.
Wake up to PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn, get comfortable in your seat, because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2002 erotic thriller Unfaithful, starring Richard Gere. Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Tell me what you did.
No, you tell me what you did. How you screwed him over and over and over. How you lied to me over and over and over again.
No, stop! You know, I can't deal with this stress, Edward. Think about my eczema. Again, not in the movie.
No, you don't talk to me now. I knew it from the very first day because I know you, Connie. I know you and I hate you.
No, please. Don't say things that you don't mean.
I didn't want to kill him. I wanted to kill you.
Ed, please, my eczema. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Look at me. You threw it all away, Connie. Remember that.
I can't do this. Oh, my goodness. Not you rewriting the whole script.
End scene.
I think we crushed it yesterday. I think
so. The eczema thing wasn't in the movie at all.
Here's the breakdown if you've never seen the film. Here's the movie Unfaithful is an erotic thriller about just the body language of guilt, if you will. When Edward, Richard Gere, innocently learns that his wife, Connie, has lied to him about an affair. And he basically goes undercover and finds out about her infidelity. Tormented by the knowledge, he confronts her lover, only to discover a level of rage within himself that he could never have ever imagined. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 51%. I thought that was extremely low. But, Breeze, let's get to your review. Did the movie hold up, yes or no?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously it held up. Infidelity is higher now than ever before. So, yes. The thing about this movie was it was so incredibly old. It was a hard watch. Like, it basically could have been in black and white. It should have been, actually.
What are you talking about? It's 2002.
It was so old. The quality was horrid.
Well, did you watch it on VHS?
It was extremely, that's the only thing it was out on. It was extremely distracting. And it was kind of like a watered down 50 Shades of Grey.
There was a lot of passion in it. From bars and bedrooms.
It felt very forced.
Bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sex.
And why are they always... Why is it always they're bumping into each other on the street?
Yeah, like, and especially in a place like New York or Chicago.
I'm telling you right now, if somebody bumped into me on the street, I would be pissed. I would never talk to them again. If they knocked me over and cut my leg open, no, I would probably never speak to them again.
Yeah, this that
let
can
alone
get,
want to have sex with them.
Right, that can get infected. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Who's your favorite character in Unfaithful?
Honestly, the son, Charlie. An innocent bystander.
Yeah, he was speaking his mind.
And like when Connie forgot to pick him up from school, I was like, been there.
Yeah.
I can relate, you know? Yeah. I can relate to the character.
Super relatable. Who's your least favorite?
Honestly, it was a toss-up between...
Don't say Richard Gere.
Connie and Paul.
Yeah, you don't like Paul, huh?
No. And, I mean, he died, so that is true.
Yeah. Got his head bashed open.
It was kind of related to everything I was watching last night with the safari killing. Literally was supposed to kill his wife. He literally was like, I wanted to kill you.
That's what it is, man. It's always about sex and murder, you know? And they make tons of movies about it. Unfaithful being one of them. Breezy, what was your favorite scene in the film?
Listen, I think the whole thing was a little forced. There were so many sex scenes, it's hard to choose, you know?
Right, of course.
But I think my favorite one was the first one when she went over to his place. Again, I bumped into this person. I gashed my leg open.
Right.
And now I'm having sex with them. It was just a hard jump for me.
And by the way, how come everybody who lives in like New York or these big cities, Why do they have a 5,000 square foot apartment? How do they afford these lofts?
Nothing makes sense.
I just never understand.
Math isn't mathing. You know what I mean?
No, sure. If there's one thing you took from this film, what do you think you learned?
Don't have an affair.
Can't do it.
Because someone's going to die.
Yeah, somebody always dies. Yeah. Best throwback moment of Unfaithful.
The filming of the movie. And the distribution of the movie.
Sure.
Because it was, even though it's on streaming platforms now, it was a very fuzzy watch.
I would definitely recommend watching this film.
I wouldn't. So let's get to the review, shall we? The final score.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, what are you scoring the 2002 erotic thriller, Unfaithful?
I want to start giving a cheese meter because this was extremely cheesy. And I'm giving it a 1.5.
Oh, come on.
Horrible.
This is a good film. I have been handing you classics.
It's all the same movie. It's just people having an affair. I'm like, is there something you need to tell me?
A 1 point what?
5.
I think anything under a 2 is just disrespectful towards this film. But it's your review. Go ahead. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So Jenny hit us up, who's waiting on hold with a question, and I promise you're going to have an opinion on this. Her best friend is obsessed with Louis Vuitton. Jenny's thinking about giving her a fake Louis for her birthday. And she also doesn't plan on telling her it's not real.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Did I get all of that? Go ahead and tell us the story, and then we'll let people decide whether or not this is tacky or tasteful.
So I have this friend, and she's obsessed with Louis Vuitton, but, you know, obviously everything is super expensive. The only thing she owns is a wallet.
Yeah.
And so we were out shopping in New York, and she was eyeing this really cute Louis Vuitton card holder. Excuse my baby. He is making a lot of noise.
Oh, that's okay.
Not the baby.
I have a newborn. Anyway, so we were out shopping, and it was $250, and she couldn't justify it. I mean, obviously, neither could I.
Right.
So she passed, and I was in New York again for work,
okay.
And I found these knockoff card holders. They look exactly the same.
Okay.
And I just grabbed one, $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're an expert, you would never know.
And she's definitely not.
No.
She's not an expert.
Especially if you don't own like that many pieces. You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, her birthday's coming up. And so I'm going to give it to her.
Okay.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to tell her it's fake because I don't think that should matter. Like, it's about the gesture, right? Like,
the
fact that I got her something thoughtful. I know she'll like it.
Jenny, yeah. She's your friend. If she were to find out, would she be upset if she found out it was fake? You know her better than we do.
Yeah.
Probably.
She would, wouldn't she? I feel like most women...
Also, it's kind of taking credit for a bigger gift than you actually are buying.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah,
like, you're I'm bawling out. It's like it was $50, but okay.
She's gonna.
My mom told me I was trash if I give it to her.
Hilarious.
I love that came from your mom. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Breezy's got a point. Now she's going to try to one-up you on your birthday and do even.
It's deceitful.
That's very deceitful, Jenny.
Does she normally get you something?
Yeah. Yeah. We normally exchange gifts and normally the gifts are in the $25 to $35 range, and then we go out to lunch or something. And so this was in that range. It was $25, you know.
What is it? It's like a money clip?
It's a card holder.
Yeah. Okay, so if it was a real Louis, that thing would be close to $300 probably. And you spent $25 on it.
Well, you know, when she was looking at one, it was $250.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a thought that counts. And I feel like I'm going to be making her happy by giving it to her. And that's what matters. That's the important part.
And I guess, but then she's going to be absolutely devastated when she finds out the whole gift was a complete lie. I mean, it's very dramatic to say that because it is cute. But it's also I know this is an extreme level, but it's getting someone a fake engagement ring. It's
people do that though too.
Moissanite.
And Jenny, you better hope that she doesn't try to sell this, because then what? Did you think about that?
Oh my gosh, that would be so
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. You clearly have not thought this through.
There is no shame in carrying a fake purse. Like, obviously. People do it all the time. I have a couple. It's fine.
Yeah, but you bought it for yourself. You knew what you were getting. Are you buying this for somebody else and pretending it's real? That's very deceitful.
But also, it's hilarious because it just goes to show how... I don't know. I think, honestly, not to be this girl, but I think we could turn it into a social experiment. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so cute. I wear it every day. I find out it's fake. It's absolute trash. I never want to wear it again. Like, come on.
All right. 585-252-9800. Guys, the phone lines are open. You can send us a text. Is this tacky or tasteful? Should Jenny tell her that it's a fake Louis? Do you need to think about this? Do you know what you're going to do? It sounds like you're going to give it to her.
I'm going to give it to her. I just have to decide what to say. So that's what I need help with.
Here's what we do. All right. Just leave it on our doorstep. You don't have to say anything. I dropped off your gift. I had to run. My baby's screaming. Sorry, I love you. And then she'll probably call you and be like, is this real? And then you'll just be like, line was disconnected. I have it all planned out.
You're
all good.
One deceitful individual talking to another deceitful individual. All right, Jenny, we're going to let you go. We're going to get to some text coming in right now, okay? But let us know what happens, will you?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thanks for calling up, being a part of the show.
Thank you.
What's your baby's name?
His name is Brad.
Brad. Brad?
Does Brad have a trust fund?
Brad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Have the best day and congrats on your new baby.
Thank you.
All right, Jenny. Bye. All right, let's get to some of your messages coming in right now. Megan texted in and all caps wrote, absolutely not. You're better off spending $25 on something unique she'll love and clearly not fake, because the moment she finds out, she'll feel deceived, even if she's not materialistic. Jeff says, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. I don't know what to tell you.
This person says, counterfeit merchandise is often made in the same factory anyway, so it's probably very real, just not legit. That's what they say. That's what they say.
I don't know if that's true or not.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
M says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I've done this before with a friend. I gave her a fake designer scarf. Didn't say a word. She loved it. It really just depends on your friend.
This person says, it's better to be open and honest than to not and hurt someone. That's from Ariana.
Is it the thought that counts? Sure. Yes. The thought is definitely there. She got her something nice for her birthday. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's like these people driving around Westridge Road I see. It's a Corolla, but they have the Bentley emblem attached to the front. It's not a Bentley.
Yeah.
It's a Toyota.
It's a little more in your face than it is fake.
It's champagne taste hot dog wallets.
Yeah. But, I mean... if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. So
very true.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Julian. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. Here at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.